Now it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and encamped against it. And they built siege wall against it all around. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. By the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine that came became so severe on the city that there was no food for the people of the land. Then the city wall was broken through, and all the men of war fled by night by way of the great gate between two walls, which was by the king's garden, even though the Chaldeans were still encamped all around and against the city. And the king went by way of the plain, but the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king, and they overtook him in the plain of Jericho. All his army was scattered from him. So they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah, and they pronounced judgment on him. Then they killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, put out the eyes of Zedekiah, bound him with bronze fetters, and took him to Babylon. And in the fifth month of the seventh day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of his guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned the house of the Lord and the king's house, all the houses of Jerusalem, that is, all the houses of the great, he burned with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans, who were with the captain of the guard, broke down the walls of Jerusalem all around. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive the rest of the people who remained in the city, and the defectors who had deserted to the king of Babylon with the rest of the multitude. But the captain of the guard left some of the poor of the land as vine dressers and farmers. The bronze pillars that were in the house of the Lord, and the carts and the bronze sea that were in the house of the Lord, the Chaldeans broke in pieces and carried their bronze to Babylon. They also took away the pots, the shovels, the trimmers, the spoons, and all the bronze utensils with which the priests ministered, the fire pans and the basins, the things of solid gold and solid silver. The captain of the guard took away the two pillars, one sea, and the carts which Solomon had made for the house of the Lord. The bronze of all these articles was beyond measure. The height of one pillar was 18 cubits, and the capital on it was of bronze. The height of the capital was 3 cubits, and the network and pomegranates all around the capital were all of bronze. The second pillar was the same, with a network. And the captain of the guard took Seraiah, the chief priest, Zephaniah, the second priest, and the three doorkeepers. He also took out of the city an officer who had charge of the men of war, 5 men of the king's close relatives who were found in the city, the chief recruiting officer of the army who mustered the people of the land, the 60 men of the people of the land who were found in the city, So Nebuchadnezzar, captain of the guard, took these and brought them to the king of Babylon at Riblah. Then the king of Babylon struck them and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. Thus Judah was carried away captive from its own land. Then he made Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, governor over the people who remained in the land of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had left. Now when all the captains of the armies, they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah governor, they came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. Ishmael, the son of Nathaniel, Johanan, the son of Kareah, Seraiah, the son of Tanhumeth, the Netophathite, and Jaazaniah, the son of the Maacanite, they and their men. And Gedaliah took an oath before them and their men, and said to them, "Do not be afraid of the servants of the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you." But it happened in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nathaniah, the son of Elishama of the royal family, came with 10 men and struck and killed Gedaliah, the Jews as well as the Chaldeans who were with him at Mizpah. And all the people, small and great, and the captains of the armies arose and went to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldeans. Now it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 27th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, released Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from prison. He spoke kindly to him and gave him a more prominent seat than those of the kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jehoiachin changed from his prison garments, and he ate bread regularly before the king all the days of his life. And as for his provisions, there was a regular ration given him by the king, a portion for each day, all the days of his life.
First Book of the Chronicles, Chapter 1. Adam, Sheph, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Henoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tirah. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Riphath, Togarmah. And the sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. The sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seba, and Havilah, and Sabta, and Ramah, and Sabtecha. And the sons of Ramah, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be mighty upon the earth. And Mizraim begat Ludim, and Ananim, and Lehabim, and Naphtuhim, and Phathrusim, and Caslim, of whom came the Philistines, and Castorim. And Canaan begat Zidon his firstborn, and Heth, the Jebusite also, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvidite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite, the sons of Shem, Elam and Asher, Arphaxad and Lud, and Aram and Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Meshech. And Arphaxad begat Shelah, and Shelah begat Eber. And unto Eber were born two sons, the name of one was Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided. And his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Almodad, and Sheleph, and Hazar, Matha, and Jer. Hadoram also, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Ebal, and Abimel, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Sarag, Nahor, Terah, Abram, the same as Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac and Ishmael, these are their generations, the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, Ben Kedar, Adbeel, and Mibsam, Mishma, and Duma, Massa, Hadad, and Tema, Jetur, Nathish, Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael. Now the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, she bears Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And the sons of Jokshan, Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Hanak. And Abida, and Eldaha. All these are the sons of Keturah. And Abraham begat Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, and Jerush, and Jaalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, and Omar, Zephi, and Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, Amalek. The sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. And the sons of Seir, Lotan, and Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anah, and Dishan, and Ezar, and Dishah. And the sons of Lotan, Hori, and Homam, and Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal, Eliam, and Nahath, and Ebal, Shephi, and Oniam. And the sons of Zibeon, Aiah, and Anna. The sons of Anna, Dishon, and the sons of Dishon, Amram, and Eshban, and Ithran, and Chiran. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, and Zavan, and Jachan. The sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aram. Now these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the children of Israel. Bela, the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhaba. And when Bela was dead, Jobab, the son of Zerah, of Bozrah, reigned in his stead. And when Jobab was dead, Husham of the land of the Temanites, reigned in his stead. And when Husham was dead, Hadad, the son of Bedad, which smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Azah. And when Hadad was dead, Samlah of Masrekah reigned in his stead. And when Samlah was dead, Shaul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And when Shaul was dead, Baal-Hanan, the son of Akbor, reigned in his stead. And when Baal-Hanan was dead, Hadad reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Pei, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. Hadad died also, and the dukes of Edom were Duke Timnah, Duke Eliah, Duke Jetha, Duke Aholibamah, Duke Elah, Duke Pinah, Duke Kenaz, Duke Teman, Duke Mibzar, Duke Magdiel, Magdiel, Duke Iram. These are the dukes of Edom.
Chapter 2. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Onan, and Shelah. These were born to him by a Canaanite woman, the daughter of Shaul. Judah's firstborn was wicked in the Lord's sight, so the Lord put him to death. Tamar, and Judah's daughter-in-law, bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all. The sons of Perez: Hezron and Hamul. Sons of Zerah: Zimri, Ethan, Haman, Capel, Darda, five in all. The sons of Carmi: Achar, who brought trouble on Israel by violating the ban on taking devoted things. The son of Ethan: Azariah. The sons of Hezron were Jeremiel, Ram, and Caleb. Ram was the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nahshon, the leader of the people of Judah. Nahshon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz the father of Obed, and Obed the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of Eliab, his firstborn. The second son was Abinadab, and the third, Shimeah. The fourth, Nathaniel. The fifth, Radai. The sixth, Ozem, and the seventh, David. Their sisters were Jeruah, Abigail. Jeruah's three sons were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail was the mother of Amasa, whose father was Jether, the Ishmaelite. Caleb, son of Hezron, had children by his wife Azubah and by Jareb. These were her sons, Jesher, Shobab, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur was the father of Uri, and Uri was the father of Bezalel. Later, Hezron lay with the daughter of Mecher, the father of Gilead. He had married her when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. Segub was the father of Jair, who controlled 23 towns in Gilead. But Geshur and Aram captured Heba, Jair, as well as Kenneth, with its surroundings, settlements, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Mecher and the father of Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb, Abijah, the wife of Hezron, bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron: Ram, his firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Haja. Jeremiel had another wife whose name was Atara, and she was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel: Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam: Shemai and Jada. The sons of Shemai: Nadab and Abishur. Abishur's wife was named Abihail, who bore him Abban and Molid. The sons of Nadab, Seled and Abiram. Seled died without children. The son of Abiram, Ishi, who was the father of Mishiam, Shishan. Shishan was the father of Eli. The sons of Jada, Shammah's brother, Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. The sons of Jonathan, Peleth and Zazah. These were descendants of Jeremiel. Shishan had no sons, only daughters. He had an Egyptian servant named Jarha. Shishan gave his father in marriage to his servant Jarha, and she bore him Attai. Attai was the father of Nathan, Nathan the father of Zabad. Zabad was the father of Ephlal, Ephlal was the father of Obed. Obed the father of Jehu, Jehu the father of Azariah. Azariah the father of Helez, Helez was the father of Elisa. Elisa the father of Sismei, Sismei was the father of Shalem. Shalem the father of Jechemiah, and Jechemiah the father of Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jezmiel, Mesha was firstborn, who was the father of Ziph, and his son Merisha, who was the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron, Korah, Kapurah, Rechem, and Shema. Shema was the father of Raham, and Raham was the father of Jorpham. Rechem was the father of Shammai, and the son of Shammai was Mahan, and Mahan was the father of Bethzur. Caleb's concubine, Ephah, was the mother of Haran, Mosah, and Gazez. Haran was the father of Gazez. The sons of Jadai, Rejim, Jotham, Geshen, Palit, Ephah, and Shaaph. Caleb's concubine, Makah, was the father of Sheber, Shurhana. She also gave birth to Shaph, the father of Madmana, and Sheba, the father of Machanah and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksa. They were descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrath, Shobal, the father of Kiriath, Jerim, Salah, Sama, and the father of Bethlehem, and Hareph, the father of Beth Gader. The descendants of Shobal, the father of Kiriath Jerim, were Hero, half the Manhattanites, and the clans of Kiriath Jerim, the Ithrites, Puthites, Shumathites, and the Mishurites. From these descendants descended the Zorathites and the Eshtabites. The descendants of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netophites, Atroth, the Beth Joab, half of the Manassahites, the Zorites, and the clans of scribes who lived with Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, the Sukathites. These were the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab.
Chapter 3, right, we're on chapter, yeah. Now these were the sons of David, which were born unto him in Hebron. The firstborn, Amnon, of Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess. The second, Daniel, of Abigail, the Carmelitess. The third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah, of Adatol. The sixth, Ithream, by Eglah, his wife. These six were born unto him in Hebron, and there he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shimeah, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, four of Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel, Ibhar also, and Elishama, and Eliphethet, and Nogah, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphelet, nine. These were all the sons of David, besides the sons of the concubines of Tamar, their sister. And Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abia his son, Asa his son,
Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son. And the sons of Josiah were the firstborn Johanan, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shalom. And the sons of Jehoiakim, Jeconiah his son, Zedekiah his son. And the sons of Jeconiah, Asir, Salathiel his son, Malachiram also, and Pediah, and Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. And the sons of Pediah were Zerubbabel and Shimeah, and the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam, and Hananiah, and Shelomith their sister, and Hashubah, and Ohel, and Berechiah, and Hasadiah, and Jushabished, five. And the sons of Hananiah, Pelatiah, and Jesaiah, the sons of Raphaiah, the sons of Arnon, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shechaniah. And the sons of Shechaniah, Shemaiah, and the sons of Shemaiah, Hattush, and Igiel, and Beriah, and Neariah, and Shaphat, six. And the sons of Neariah, Elioenai, and Hezekiah, and Azrakam, three. And the sons of Elioenai were Hodaiah, and Eliashib, and Pelaliah, and Akub, and Johanan, and Dalaiah, and Anani, seven.
Chapter 4, the sons of Judah and Perez, Hezron, Kemari, Hur, and Shobal, and Reah, the son of Shobal begotten Jahath, and Jahath begotten Amni, and Lahad. These were the families of the Zerites. These were the sons of the father of Atam, Ezrael, Ishmael, Iva, and the name of the sister was Azelpuni. And Penan was the father of Gador. And Ezra was the father of Hasha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Anat, and the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Toka, and the two wives, Hela and Nara. Nara born him Hazam, Hephra, Temini, and Ashtari. These are the sons of Nara. The sons of Hala were Zereth, Zohar, and Ethan. And the co's begotten Amned, Zobah, and the families of Harahel, and son of Haram. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called the name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain," and generally called on God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me, indeed enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I will not cause pain." So God granted him what he was requested. Shelah, the brother of Shaham, begotten Mir, who was the father of Eshton, and Eshton begotten Beth-Rapham, Pasha, and Taniha, and the father of
Ir, Nahash. These were the men of Rechem. The sons of Kanaz were Athian and Sarah, and sons of Othan were Hapheth, the son of Manasseh, who begotten Ophram. Seraphim begotten Jobed, the father of Yeharshim, and they were the craftsmen. The sons of Caleb and the son of Jehanan were Allah and Naim. The son of Elam was Kanez, and the sons of Jehan were Ziphram, Ziphrah, Tira, and Ashrael. The sons of Zerah were Jether, Mered, Epher, and John. And Mered's wife bore Miram, Sharma, and Ishba, and the father of Eshtima. His wife Jehuda bore Jared, and the father of Gedor. Heber, the father of Shokan, and Jekithith, and the father of Zoan. And these were the sons of Bithia, the daughter of Pharaoh, and whom Mered took. The sons of Herod's wife, the sister of Naim, were the fathers of Kela and Girmite, and of Eshtimo and Malachite. And the sons of Shema were the Ammon, Ramon, Benan, and Telem. The sons of Ishi were Zoraz and Ben-Zon. The sons of Sheva and the sons of Judah were and the father of Leka, Lada, and father of Marisha. And the families of the house of the linen workers of the house of Ashbi. Also Jochim and the men of Kozeba and Joseph, Seraphah, who ruled in Moab, and Jashulehem. Records are ancient. These were the potters and those who dwell at Natum and Gedera. There they dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Namel, Jerem, Jerob, Zereth, and Shaul, Shalem, son of Mishab, his son, and Misha, his son. And the sons of Misha were Hamel, and the sons of Zakur, his son, and Shemel, his son. Shemel had 16 sons and 16 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did any of their families multiply as much as the children of Judah. They dwelt Beersheba, Molida, Hazar Shul, Ilha, Zaim, Toled, Bethim, Harma, Zakalak, Beth Burri, and at Sharon. These were all cities until the reign of David, and their villages were Etam, En, Riam, Token, and Eshan, five cities, and all the villages that were around these cities as far as Baal. These were their dwelling places, and they maintained their genealogy. Meshoab, Jamek, and Josha, the son of Admiah, Joel and Juha, the son of Jeshba, and son of Sarah, the son of Shel, Eloina, Johaba, Joshia, Ashia, Adia, Jesimo, and Bana, Ziza, the son of Zaphili, and son of Alon, and son of Jerob, and son of Shimiri, and son of Shema. These mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and their father's house increased greatly. So they went to the entrance of Gedor, as far as the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks, and they found rich, good pasture, and the land was broad, quiet, and peaceful, and some Hamites formerly lived there. These recorded by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and they attacked their tents, and the Munites who were found there, and utterly destroyed them, as it was to this day. So they dwelt in the place, because there was pasture for their flocks there. Now some of them, 500 men and sons of Simeon, went to the Mount Seir, having as their captains Pelatiah, Neriah, Zebiah, and Zuran, the sons of Ishi, and they defeated the rest of the Amalekites who had escaped. They have dwelt there to this day.
Chapter 5. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed the firstborn, but because he had defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed according to the birthright. Yet Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came a ruler, although the birthright was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Camri. The sons of Joel were Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reaiah his son, Baal his son, and Bera his son, whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, carried into captivity. He was leader of the Reubenites, and his brethren by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was registered, the chief Jael and Zechariah, and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwell in Aor, as far as Nebo and Baal Meon. Eastward they settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness this side of the river Euphrates, because their cattle had multiplied into the land of Gilead. Now in the days of Saul they made war with the Hagrites, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents throughout the entire area east of Gilead. And the children of Gad dwelt next to them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salcah. Joel was the chief, Shaphan the next, and Jaanai and Shaphat of Bashan, and their brethren of their father's house, Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jaham, Zia, and Eber, seven in all. These were the children of Abihail, the son of Hurai, the son of Jerorah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jehado, the son of Buz, Ahai, the son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, was chief in their father's house. And the Gadites dwelt in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its villages, and in all the common lands of Sharon within its borders. All these were registered by genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. Jeroboam. The sons of Reuben, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh had 40,760 valiant men, men able to bear shield and sword, and shoot with a bow, and skillful in war, who went to war. They made war with the Hagrites, Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into their hand, and all who were with them. For they cried out to God in the battle. He heeded their prayer, because they put their trust in him. Then they took away their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 of their sheep, and 2,000 of their donkeys, also 100,000 of their men, for many fell dead because the war was God's. And they dwelt in their place until the captivity. So the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land. Their numbers increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon, that is, to Senir, or Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their fathers' houses: Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azbiel, Jeremiah, Hadoviah, and Jehadiel. They were the mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of their fathers' houses. And they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers, and played the harlot after the gods of the people of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is, Tilgath-Pileser, king of Assyria. He carried the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh into captivity. He took them to Hela, Habor, Hara, and the river of Gozan to this day.